Hello, welcome to Angel Wing. It's a continuation of the key concepts of the integrated care. So here, the other aim or the goal or idea of integrated care is how do we collaborate between professionals? And I mean everybody who's involved in a person's care. So that seems to be a problem nowadays because it's just not enough time or just not, you know, just seeing the patients and going home and trying to do your best, and that's all seems to be the end point. So it is really important, especially if the, you know, client or the patient is seeing multiple specialists, even though you wanted them to go to different specialists for different issues, again, we're trying to divide the body into different systems and have different people take care of it. And this doesn't seem to be working. All what happens is people look at their systems and end up putting them on medications, and they end up on 20 different medications and seeing the doctors all the time. And it's not that it's not needed, but it's a lack of sometimes communication between the specialists. So as a primary care or the, you know, the first point of our entry into the medical world, I think it's our responsibility or our goal to try to, you know, collaborate with all the specialists involved, including if they're seeing a nutritionist, if they're seeing an exercise specialist, or even give them an exercise program, or even if they're doing some other alternate or complementary things. For example, if somebody's seeing a chiropractor who gives them nutritional, you know, advice, or somebody's doing, you know, seeing a Reiki specialist, somebody, or any other alternative, or I like to call it complementary fields, would be a good idea about sharing these things with the doctor because, or the primary care physician. Also, I am open to other fields because my idea here is for the, you know, wellness of the person, how good they feel at the end of any session. And how are they doing with it? If they are improving, if they feel good, if they think their disease processes are, you know, managed with that, I'm not against all these, you know, things, because whether I'm open or not, the person's going to do what they're going to do. They're going to get treatment anyway. The idea of being open is two things which happen. Is you build a sense of trust and a kind of like a connection between the physician and the patient, which is the most important, you know, relationship, in my opinion, because healing often happens just having a good connection with the patient. So that means a lot to us. And I've seen people healing with that and improving their care and improving their lives. Sometimes these patients don't actually have anybody who can, they can talk to or confide in. So sometimes you're the only person, or I am the only person, they come in, they can pour their heart out and have a connection saying somebody cares about me. So, and the second point which happens with this is when I'm open, I actually learn different things, and then I have avenues to explore and find out about different things. It's not that I would agree with everything, but at least I can say I'm going to do some research on this aspect, and I'm going to come back and tell you what my opinion is. And a lot of times people come and ask for your opinion and say, I heard about this thing, what do you think? And I don't want to say I don't believe in it, because am I sure that I don't believe in it just because I don't know about it? I think that gives us an opportunity to actually learn about different things also. So I think that's why this collaboration is absolutely important for a good integrated care.